Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The Johannesburg Lightning Research Lab has revealed that more than 250 people in South Africa die after being struck by lightning annually. So that is a very, very concerning number. Now, I am a complete hysteric when it comes to lightning, and I guess maybe now it's for a good reason. So at least I know where some of my anxiety comes from. Dr. Hugh Hunt, Senior Lecturer at Fitz University. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So is it as bad as 250 people a year in South Africa? That seems like an enormously high number.
Well, that number comes from a lot of work done by Professor Ryan Blumenthal at the University of Pretoria. He is a real expert in this area, and I can recommend you talking to him as well. And those are his estimates. But it's actually quite hard to get a handle on the number, but that is roughly where we think it's at.
And is our lightning more severe than in other parts of the world?
Well, it depends what you mean by severe, but if we think about more, if you consider it a rate, so is it more, do we have more lightning? No, we don't have more lightning than, say, the equatorial regions like the Congo and Indonesia, Venezuela. Those are the real serious lightning hotspots.
Right.
But I think what makes Johannesburg a little different from any other, at least major economic and population centers in the world, is we have quite a high rate of lightning where all most of our population and most of our economic activity is happening. So we are in a more unique situation, even if we're not the highest density of lightning.
Right. And what would, when, if this, these numbers, is it a direct result of people being struck by lightning, or could it be that something happens that causes your death as a result of lightning?
So that's a good question. So you don't have to be directly struck by lightning to be killed or injured by it. You can be in the vicinity of a lightning strike. The most common way people are hurt or killed by lightning is you're near an object that gets struck by lightning. That electrical current then flows into the ground and distributes through the ground. And then if you're standing near that, some of that current could flow up your one leg and down your other leg, essentially. And part of that current then flows through your chest cavity, and that can be serious, that can be fatal. So that is actually the most common way people are injured by lightning. There's a number of other ways. If you're standing next to an object that's struck and you're touching it, you could get injured by lightning. So you don't have to be directly struck by lightning.
So if you are walking somewhere and there is a threat of a thunderstorm, is it best to walk where it's a little bit more clear, or do you walk nearer where there are higher objects so that they would be struck as opposed to you? What's the best way to manage this?
Firstly, what I would recommend is don't be walking somewhere where you can't take proper shelter. And by proper shelter, I mean a substantial structure or a motor vehicle. So my first recommendation would don't find yourself in that situation if you can avoid it.
Right.
And I think many people will have this experience of, especially often around sports events for schools where things get called off because there's a possible storm coming, and it can be quite frustrating if that storm never develops. But it's very important that actually, because even if the storm doesn't happen, the risk if it did happen could be seriously bad in an outdoor event like that. So we have to take these things quite seriously. And like I say, the number one recommendation is don't find yourself in that situation. Okay, but then if you are in that situation, no, you do not want to be standing near tall objects, because like I've just described, if they get struck, part of that current
can
actually
flow
through you. We would recommend your safest bet if you really have nowhere to go, no shelter whatsoever, you sort of actually want to just make yourself as small as possible. You want to keep your feet together so that current cannot flow up one foot and down the other.
Interesting.
Equalized, and you really maybe just sort of crouch in a fetal position type thing. Don't lie down flat on the ground, because then you are distributing yourself across the ground, but you want to keep yourself as small as possible, feet together down on the ground. But that's a last resort. Really,
you want to not be in that situation. So you want to take storm warnings seriously, and if there is a potential storm, don't plan something that could put you in that situation.
We often hear these sirens going off from a golf course nearby our homes. How accurate are, what do they work on?
Those sirens work is they as a cloud or a thunderstorm sort of moves over an area, the general electric field in the area increases. So those sirens, usually they have a threshold level, and when the electric field increases past a certain point, then they will trigger and they'll give off the siren. So in a sense, they are accurate. They're doing a good job of warning that an impending storm is coming. But it's, like I say, it's hard to know. Is that storm going to develop, or how is it going to develop further? That you can't really predict. So they are accurate, but that doesn't mean you might have a storm that comes through and then dissipates, you know, if that makes sense.
I would imagine that golfers are more at risk than almost anyone else because they are out there.
Yes, that's true. They definitely are at risk. And they should be careful of that.
Right. And just pay heed. The notion of showering, you know, our kids always come to us and say, you know, can I shower now? And I never know if that was an old wives' tale or not. Is it okay to shower if there's a storm outside?
Oh, we would recommend rather don't. It's probably quite unlikely that anything could happen, but it is possible. It's very case specific, so it depends what actually your plumbing is like. What is a metal conductive connection to what? And you could have a lightning strike in the area that somehow induces some current in the piping and somehow connects to you in the shower. It's not impossible.
It's not impossible. And
there are recordings of it.
Right.
But like I said, it's so case specific. It's hard to answer straight. But again, with a recommendation, rather avoid the situation altogether if you can, and don't shower during a storm.
And one of our listeners asking about, can you please ask about water and lightning, which I have just done, but what about swimming? Is that also very dangerous? You know, that's what we've always been told.
That is very dangerous. It's aside, forget about the water aspect, just you are outside and exposed, and that's not a safe place to be.
Right. So there we go. I hope that was helpful. Dr. Hugh Hunt, Senior Lecturer at Wits University, talking to us about lightning. 250 people die a year in South Africa from lightning. It is the season now. Just pay attention to that. Rather be safe and a little bit more neurotic, but alive. It is 8:30. Good morning.